So tonight's really about slowing down. Right, we want to sit with the story of the cross, and so we're going to spend some time in worship. Right, we're going to sing some songs and hear the story of Jesus and God's love for us, right, the sacrifice that he made so that we may have life. So just take a breath, open your hearts, and step into this moment together, and Keisha will lead us in a prayer as we open tonight.
Lord, we thank you so much for a sacrifice we can never repay. We're so grateful and in awe of who you are and how you love us, that you would give your only son that he could fix our broken relationship with you and that we can have the joy of eternity. And so tonight, as we set aside this time to focus on you and to think of what you have done, God, we want to say thank you. Lord, we are amazed by you. You are so good to us. And so, Father, we just pray that this evening would be an opportunity for us to draw closer to you, to remember what you've done, to remember the love you have for us, and to celebrate that in community with one another. God, we are truly thankful for your love and your sacrifice. And we just commit this time to you. And we love you. In Jesus' name.
Became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body the bread, his blood the wine.
His body the His blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. And the whole earth trembled, and the veil was torn. Love so
hope. Sing it, sing it.
Jesus Messiah.
Of all names.
Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer. Emmanuel. Rescue for sinners. Ransom from
Thank you for coming here tonight. I'm Paul. I'm one of the pastors here, and tonight is about what is behind me and who hung on it for the sake of our sins and to save us from death. I like Good Friday for a whole bunch of reasons. One is there's nothing commercial about Good Friday. I don't think they figured out how to do anything with a commercial on that one. There's no bunnies or eggs or chocolate or baskets. Hallmark does not have a special regarding some woman that has to save the Good Friday pageant in the small town that she's in. It's just a cross and a time to look at it. And it's a time to look at Jesus, and it's time to look at ourselves and within. This is our time to see what God has really, really done for us. We put up here a cross and a tree, and you probably expected the cross. You may not have expected this tree right here. It might be a surprise to you, and in a moment, you'll understand what it's doing here and why we put it here. And the cross and the tree, they're kind of different, but they're kind of the same. They have similarities. Are both made of wood, and they're both standing upright. And after that, they seem to kind of lose their similarity. They just don't seem to have much in common, but actually they do. In fact, I think the deepest truths of Scripture can be symbolized by a tree and a cross. And I want us to really, really feel it tonight. I mean, really feel it and experience it, if we can. The Bible in Genesis talks about trees. It talks about trees. It talks about a garden. And it specifically talks about one tree in particular. God said to Adam, Lord, God warned Adam, you may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden. Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you eat its fruit, you will surely what? You'll surely die. And all of a sudden, rising prominently in the book of Genesis is a tree. Adam saw that it was beautiful, at least that tree was. And what was also beautiful was the concept of being like God, of being able to be in charge of his own life and to call the shots, and to not really have to bow to anybody. And Eve was tempted. She ate and gave some to Adam. God's promises are always true. They will always be true for us. And God said, you will surely die. And the Bible says this, Adam's sin brought death. It brought death. But Adam's sin from this tree, it had an effect on us as well. Being part of the human race, we inherited that sin and also that death. We got all tangled up in it. Here's the result. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone. That's me and you, me and you. Now, death in the Bible means separated. That's what it means. Physical death separates me from this life. Spiritual death means separation from God, separated from God. So the Bible says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death spread through sin. In this way, death came to all. Through the one man, there's one man. And it happened through one man. Because of the stupid tree and the stupid Adam, it happened. Through the one man came death, and death to all, and that means me. And because Adam blew it, we have a broken world. And you may have a broken world and marriage and life and health, and you may have grown up in a broken family. You may have blown out your own life. The Bible will talk about deeds done in darkness. And there are deeds done in darkness done by all of us. We all experience that. Why? Because of that. And that we share in that. And you could say, well, I'm going to blame Adam, but it's not like you and I would have done much better, you know? I always wonder how long it would have taken me to sin, and I think it's not a matter of days, but probably a matter of hours. Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And therefore, we all experience that, and that becomes the problem with the tree. It looms large in our life, and that problem of separation and death looms big in all of us, and all our troubles start here at this point in time. But God loves us too much to let us stay here. And so we would move from the tree now to the cross. Let's talk about the cross for a moment, if we can. And really, like the tree, the cross is it's made of wood. It's also upright. It also deals with one man. Very similar, one man. And the Bible would say through one man, sin came into the world. Through one man, life can be given to us. The cross deals with one man, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. There at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had grown. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of life. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger, oh, the wonder working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by
Mariners, we have been talking on Sundays about the last words that Jesus spoke on the cross and how they have, you know, give us life in so many different ways and how they mean so much to us. I want to talk briefly about the last three he spoke. These would be within the last hour or so before he died. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" He said, "It's finished. It's finished." And finally he said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Let me read a little bit. It says, "From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land." It says it got dark. And dark symbolizes the judgment was happening now. Who is being judged? Who is being judged? And I'm quick to say, well, take your pick. I mean, there's lots of people there, the religious elite, for their hypocrisy and wanting to kill Jesus, they probably should be number one on the list, or maybe the Romans. They pulled the whole deal off. Maybe it was just the people. They wanted Barabbas to be released instead of Jesus. That's who I think should have gotten judged. But those weren't the ones being judged. At about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, and he said this, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" You got a lot to choose from as far as people being judged, but there was only one being judged, and there was only one being condemned at that moment. Only one. And that was Jesus himself. The Bible says, God made Christ, who never sinned, to be sin for us. And this is the greatest wonder of all. Jesus took on sin, the sin of everybody, everybody. And probably of all the things that bring me to tears the quickest when I read in the Bible, it's this one right here. God's privileged me to be a dad, and I know whenever my kids, I see them, and then they have to leave and go back home, I feel something inside of loss, that I'm not going to be close to them for a time. God the Father cannot look upon sin. He cannot look upon sin. His eyes are too holy. He's too good. And Jesus, God the Son, had been with God the Father for eternity, for forever, ever, before time was created, before anything was ever made. They were one and unified in perfect love, perfect harmony. At that moment in time, when Jesus took sin upon himself, God the Father had to turn his face away. Could not look upon his own son. All his life, his earthly life, Jesus referred to God, his Father, as what? Father. Always Father. Whenever he addressed him, it was Father, the term of closeness. This was the first and the only time he called out and called him my God. Could no longer address him as Father at that moment, because he had become the sin of the world. And the Father turned his face away, because Jesus had become sin for us. God made Christ, who never sinned, to be sin for us. The eternal Trinity was cracked wide open. Jesus said, "It is finished." After taking upon the sin of the world as he was dying, it was when the Father turned his face away, because as I said before, death is what? It's separation. They were now separated, and that's the death that we would face had Jesus not died on the cross. Separation from God forever. He said, "It's finished. It's been accomplished. It's done. It's done. I did it." His mission was finished and completed. The payment for your sin and the penalty for your sin, it was paid for. It was done. The Father turned his back on the Son. Jesus experienced all the wrath of God at that point in time that was meant for you. He went through it. Do you see why this is a big deal for us? Justice has been done. Someone paid for sin. Last, it says, then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Who killed Jesus? That's a question that people ask throughout history. Did the Romans kill him? Nope. Did the Jews kill him? No. Pharisees kill him? No. People? No. You? No. You didn't kill Jesus. No one killed Jesus. Jesus said this, no one can take my life from me. No one. I sacrifice it voluntarily. Jesus gave his life up voluntarily for you. And that's love. And that's what he's done. And that's what he's done for us. That's why we love him so much.
See, on the hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. Look at the wounds that give me life. Grace flowing from his side. No greater sacrifice. What he's done. Sins are forgiven. My future is heaven. I praise God for what he's done. I sing for the freedom he has won. Even death is dead and done. His life has overcome.
Started by talking about a tree and we end up at a cross. And that's the journey that the Bible takes us through. Death came from that, and life comes from what comes from this. The Bible says, many died by the sin of one man, and that was Adam. Many died. That would be the tree, but it says, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. You're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to be taking the Lord's Supper in celebration of what Jesus did for us. And we'll be playing music, and you'll have a chance to leave your seat and come get the elements. And you're going to actually, as you come, this is the different part. We're going to invite you all to come forward, one by one, however you want to do it. And I want you to walk by the tree. And remember that that caused death and separation. That's the cause of everything that went wrong with the world. And as you walk by the tree to come here, remember that sin started there. And that you could say, I was lost because of this. I was lost because of this. And then you'll take the cup here, and you're going to end up coming here to the cross. And here's where it gets a little bit different. I would love to have you take a moment holding the cup and work through what Jesus did for you, for you. That when he was on the cross, being God, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, he had you in mind. And I believe that if you were the only one in the world that ever sinned, he would have taken the cross for you. And you will take the cup, and you see it here. It's got beautiful linen hanging with it. Take the cup which symbolizes your sin, and you're going to take it, and I'm going to invite you to, once you've worked it through in your heart, I want you to throw it against the linen. Splash the juice against the white. And you're going to say, but it's going to stain it. It's going to wreck it. And the answer is exactly. Because Jesus took our sin, and it stained him, and it wrecked him. And Jesus did this for you. You're going to pass the tree. The tree is your sin. You're going to take the cup, just the cup here, and then take a moment to pray, to thank, and then to splash it onto the cross. And then we have at the back, all around the room, we have tables for the other communion elements, the cup and the bread. They're scattered, they're around the edges on the back. After you're done with the cross and you've said your thanks and had your moment of worship, go back, take the elements and be seated, and in a moment we will take together. But let's be thankful for what he's done. This will take a few moments, okay? Make them count. Make them count. This is a good focused time. And maybe for some of you, you might say, but I'm not sure I've ever said yes to Jesus in this way. Say it now. Say it now. To say, I want this to be my blood, my sin, my wrong, poured out on the cross. Take these moments for yourself between you and God. Jesus did this for you.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds stones which mar the chosen one. Bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Thank you.
This is why we worship, Lord, for all that you've done, Jesus. Worthy is the King, oh, worthy. Lamb that was slain for you and me. Conquered the grave, the stone was rolled away. He defeated death, Jesus. You gave your life, the greatest sacrifice, to be set free, to see eternity. Joy we sing. Thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing love, such love. Worthy, worthy is the King. What other king leaves his throne? What other king leaves his throne? What other king leaves his glory? What other king leaves his glory to die? What other king leaves his throne? What other king leaves his throne? What other king What other king leaves his glory to die? What other king?
love the thought. What other king leaves his throne to come down to earth, and not only leaving the glory of heaven and the closeness of the Father, but to die on the cross for us, to take upon himself your sin, my sin. The elements that we are holding now, the cup and the juice, they represent what Jesus did. The bread, he said, this is my body. When you take this, you are declaring, I believe in my heart that Jesus came from the Father, Jesus, God Almighty, came down to earth. He said, do this and remember, I did this for you. And he took the cup and he said, this is my blood. This is going to be poured out for you to take away your sins. When you take this, remember, I, the King, did this for you. Let's take.
What other king leaves his throne?
after the service, come on up and take a look at the cross. It's a mess. And it was. If you look down below, the spikes have the juice on them, the rocks, and I cannot imagine what that sight was. But Jesus went through it out of love for you. He loved the world that much. I'm going to invite our participants to come on up, if you would. Those of you that are going to be reading, this thing about Jesus is to be spread throughout the whole world. Come on up, you guys, if you would. We have people that are going to be talking about what Jesus did in the language of their country, because this is how widespread it is. And so let's just listen to John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
I'll be reading in Korean. 하나님이 세상을 이처럼 사랑하사 독생자를 주셨으니 이는 저를 믿는 자마다 멸망하지 않고 영생을 얻게 하려 하신 이니라. 요한복음 3장 16절.
I'll be reading in Swahili. Kwa maana jinsi hii Mungu aliupenda ulimwengu hata akamtoa mwana wake wa pekee ili kila mtu amwaminie asipotee bali awe na uzima wa milele. Yohana sura ya 3 mstari wa 16.
I'll be reading in Spanish. De tal manera amó Dios a este mundo que ha dado a su Hijo único para que todos que creen en él no se le prende, no se pierdan, mas tenga vida eterna. Juan 3:16.
I'll be reading Chinese. 上帝爱世，甚至将他独一的儿子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。约翰福音3:16.
I'll be reading in Tagalog. Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sinumang sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
I'll be reading in Portuguese. Porque Deus amou o mundo de tal maneira que deu seu único filho, para que todo aquele que nele crê não pereça, mas tenha a vida eterna. João 3:16.
I'd like to invite you guys to stand up as we sing this song.
The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. Son of God was laid in darkness.
risen Savior. Praise his name here. He is worthy of our praise tonight. He is one that makes all the difference in the world. He came to seek that which was lost. We come here as people who are free. Let's sing this together.
We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah.
See you guys at Easter. God bless.